your effort and 2 points for the team?
Yeah, you know, I was happy with the way I played. You know, I was really happy with the way the guys responded. You know, we didn't have the second period we were looking for, but we were able to put that behind us, which is a huge step forward, and we were able to battle, and we controlled most of the third period, and that's what we aimed to do.
But that loss, there was a flurry there at the end. I mean, flopping around a lot. There's a lot of action.
Yeah, there was. You know, Minnesota does a great job getting traffic to the net. You know, they initiate quite a bit of contact, but, you know, probably not enough to get a call against you as a goalie for interference. But, you know, they really make you work to find the pucks. And, you know, I'll give our guys a lot of credit. We had good sticks and we were able to, you know, block a lot of shots and help me out. And then when the pucks did get through, they did a good job of letting me find the lane to see those pucks.
How do you stay sharp and be so ready and jump up like that in the third?
You know, it just comes down to practice. You know, when you're not starting games, your practices are your games. So, you know, just kind of work as hard as you can in practice and battle on every puck. And, you know, if you have success in practice, then you should have success in games, you know, because our team's going to limit the time and space the guys usually have in practice.
This is old and tough mentally, though?
Yeah, it's definitely been tough. It's really frustrating at times. And, you know, it's just one of those things. You just got to show up to the rink every day, ready to work, and battle through it. So, you know, I'm trying my best to do that.
So, Mike, what was it like to get that reward after 2 months where you've been working hard?
Yeah, it was really nice. You know, I've actually felt good in my last couple chances to get into the net. So it was nice to get in there in a tie game and then to get the lead. You know, I haven't played with the lead in a while. So, you know, that just kind of adds a little bit more pressure coming into those situations where it's a little more incentive to battle and really bear down. So it was nice to be back into that situation, into a situation where the game's competitive and we still have a chance to win. So, you know, it's nice to do that. It's nice to come away with 2 points.
Was the exchange like Paul Toye right away, or what was that like?
No. They just sat during the intermission came, told Helly and myself that we're doing a switch. And, you know, to be honest, I didn't see it coming. So, you know, it just kind of took 10 minutes to kind of get ready mentally and loosen up and kind of get in there.
A little situation where you want to get a touch early. I mean, when you come in, kind of cold like that, or what?
You want to get a touch early, but you know the way we did it, I don't mind that at all. We kind of took it to them for the first few minutes of the third period, so they didn't get too much. So that allowed me to, you know, kind of get your eyes adjusted to the speed of the game. You know, because it was a quick game out there tonight, and you know, both teams had good chances. So when I saw us buzzing around, you know, it kind of gave me time to, you know, settle in and get ready.
What's the biggest thing you hope to take out of these last 10 games?
You know, for tonight especially, it's that, you know, we can play with anyone in this league. You know, Minnesota's a tough team to score against, and we were able to get 5 on them tonight. And, you know, at the same time, too, it was a mental test for us. You know, we gave up a big lead, but we didn't sit back. You know, we regrouped in the second period, and we showed that, you know, no matter what's thrown at us, we can still battle, and it doesn't matter if it's a top team in the league.
The dumbest thing, good reaction.
One of those things where I just saw it last minute and you kind of go into desperation mode, and I was lucky that my legs were long enough. I think if I was an inch shorter, it would have went in.
Thank you. Straight. Anyone else? Miners all year long. You see him come up with a big assist on the game.
He was great tonight. You know, even when I was sitting on the bench watching the game, you know, you didn't even notice him out on the ice, which as a defenseman is the best thing you can have happen. You know, he fit right in to the system. There was no growing pains. And you know what you're getting from him, which was really nice. And, you know, he battled hard all night, and it was nice for him to get rewarded with an assist.